My expectations for Travis were pretty low, to be honest with you, just because you had heard good things about his ability, but he never got on the field.
I don't think there really were expectations. I think there was hope, and that's different. You know, usually hope's a bad thing, but he proved it right away.
He opened a lot of people's eyes in that preseason game against Cincinnati where he ran away for, it was like an 80-yard pass or something. And he's a tight end running away from defensive backs.
Daniel, three eligible to the right, in the pocket. Fires a pass, he's got Kelce open, 45-40, Kelce in the open field. He outruns every Bengal, chasing him. Touchdown, Kansas City, Travis Kelce, a tight end showing the speed of a wide receiver. He outran Cincinnati.
You know, this guy was coming off a knee injury, and he outran an entire secondary. I remember watching that going, holy smokes.
That was the first time where I thought, oh, you know, okay, now I see what everybody's talking about.
It was clear that, number one, he could stretch the field from that tight end spot. And number two, he's going to get literally every inch that he can get because he's not just looking to get down to the ground. He's looking to get across the goal line.
To me, that's when I thought, wow, you know, if this guy can stay healthy and he's that big and he's that fast, then look out, the Chiefs got something.
Asano left. Kelce right. Throws it near side. It's caught by Kelce. Crossing pattern. Inside the 10. He dives for the near front pylon. Touchdown. And Travis Kelce, it's your first National Football League touchdown. Caught by Kelce in traffic at the 20. What a catch by Kelce. Kelce over the shoulder. Makes the catch.
Obviously, he was the breakout guy.
Kelce inside the 20. Up the field of the 10. First and goal, Kansas City.
Kelsey's impressive.
He showed that he is going to be a dynamic player for years to come because Travis led the Chiefs in explosive plays at 20 yards or more with 13. There's not many tight ends that are going to be able to have that many plays over 20 yards that's not named Jimmy Graham or Rob Gronkowski.
Slant caught by Kelce inside the 10, hangs on inside the 5, touchdown Kansas!
You know, there are a lot of tight ends that can move the chains with a hook pattern. The elite tight ends are the ones that catch the ball while moving.
Caught by Kelce at the 20, 15, peels inside the 10, Travis Kelce, first down.
Travis Kelce goes after the football as well as anybody out there.
So you know when Travis gets the ball, he's going to try to take it the distance, or he's at least going to make a play that is going to move the chains.
Without Travis Kelce, there's nobody in the middle of the field to do some of the things that he does, and the offense doesn't get going nearly as well as it did.
Alex Smith puts Kelce in motion to the right. They're going to throw it. Alex Smith steps up, fires it. He's got Kelce first down at the 30. What a catch by Kelce in traffic, and what a gutsy throw by Alex Smith.
The two things, the biggest things I think for Travis Kelce to improve on is his blocking and, you know, for lack of a better term, just focus.
But that focus has got to continue all the way through a play and a game. And his energy is certainly electric. But sometimes he kind of gets to the energy part before the play's done.
If he can be a better blocker and be, you know, an every down tight end, you know, I think that can be a good thing for him and the Chiefs.